I'll tell you something for nothing. There's nothing as scary as walking up to check in with your ticket, all geared up, all packed, ready to go, and the person behind the counter saying, "I'm sorry, we don't fly to Austin." And I'm like, "Excuse me?" I went to NetFlights online and bought this ticket only a week ago. And it says quite clearly, London, Heathrow, to Austin. She said, "Yeah, we don't fly to Austin. We fly to Houston." And that flight time coincides with the flight to Houston. And I was just like, "Well, I'll go to Houston then and I'll hitch the rest of the way." And she says, "I'm afraid your ticket says to Austin." So I'm slightly worried and I'm thinking, "Can you just check my passport and my details and see what the situation is?" And then she goes online and whatever the terminal she's on and says, "Oh, actually, yes, you are booked onto the Houston flight. Excellent, thank you very much. In which case, book me in." She says, "I can't. The visa has changed now. You've got to pay some money. America's obviously hard up at the moment, and go through some extra security. Can you go down to the internet cafe? I now see a use for them." I said, "Don't worry, I'm going to just get my laptop out," and I whipped my laptop out, turned on the Wi-Fi, paid my £14, and my filled in all the details anybody could ever possibly want, address I'm from, address I'm to, name, phone number, all the shebang, and managed to check in, and now I'm the other side of security, which in itself always fascinates me. I have a bag which is crammed with tech, from Kindle to MacBook Air to spare iPhone. I'm carrying 4 wireless hotspots in the shape of MiFis. Sometimes it's easier than carrying spare batteries. They're different devices. Some work, some don't. In the US, I have in my jacket, I'm wearing a Scotty vest because I like to have as much gear as possible on my person, and my Scotty vest has 3 backup batteries, 2 MiFis in the chest pockets, my iPhone, all kinds of stuff. Yeah, straight through the X-ray, straight out the other side. And the guy behind me, who had a very simple looking laptop case and was in a suit, had his old bag taken apart, swiped for chemicals or whatever, explosives and all the rest of it, and basically completely taken apart. So either the guy manning the X-ray is a bit of a geek, which I guess you have to understand even what you're looking at, and realizes that I'm off to South by Southwest heavily laden with tech, or he just doesn't like suits, who knows. But I'm through and I'm feeling good, and I'm looking longingly at coffee because I've got easy 2 hours before I'll be taking off. What a palaver, but all good. And thanks to having the tech at hand, I managed to get everything sorted swiftly and cleanly. Onwards. Oh, I should just add that my ticket does in fact take me all the way to Austin. It's just that either I have to get off at Houston, go through all the security, checking in, all the rest of it, and take an internal flight, or the plane stops, lands, and then takes off and carries on to Austin, which nobody is very sure at the moment, but I'm heading in the right direction.